Welcome. My name is Nick Hansinger, and I'm the president of Energy Mastery, and I'm here today with our CEO and founder, Siobhan Moran. And really, this is an invitation for you to take a look behind the scenes, to understand a little bit better about what Energy Mastery is all about, and to get a glimpse of our founder and where this came from. So I'm wondering, Siobhan, if you can tell us a little bit about how you got here.
Long story, so I'll keep it brief. A couple things happened where I was helping to build companies. I'd gotten sick, and I was misdiagnosed. Mm. And I went on search of my own, we'll say, medicine man in Western medicine. I went to him and I said I didn't want to do anything that required drugs, that I wouldn't take them if I did, if he gave them to me. And he said, okay, we'll see what we can do. And so we tried a whole bunch of things and nothing worked. And I had torn my insides, so it was pretty bad. And he said, well, we're at the point where we need the surgery. Mm. So I did the surgery and went off into back into my corporate life. And the really fascinating thing that happened when you get on a plane 24 hours later is there can be one and a small amount of statistics. I happen to be one of those statistics. And I ended up with blood poisoning. Mm. And that's usually lethal. And so I ended up in the emergency room and they said, hey lady, you're gonna die if you don't take these drugs. And I thought, okay, I'll let ya. I'll do this. And I was having this understanding while I was laying there that I wasn't here just for this. And I had been, my husband had died several years before. And I was like, well, he didn't leave me here just to continue and go like this. This is it. This can't be it. So I decided, based upon something I remember hearing on the radio, that I could heal myself. And it was really about how energy worked. That's what I heard on the radio, how energy worked. And it started working with my computer programmer brain, and it made sense to, if there's a problem in the energy, there's going to be a problem in the body, and then it's going to become a deeper problem, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, oh, that makes so much sense. So I went home and had the desire to just say, okay, I can heal myself. I can build companies, I can heal myself. A little arrogant, I get it, but I did. And then I started to think about what it was that my late husband had said about something where he had gangrene in his leg and was taken to the ocean by his grandmother and made to play in the ocean all day long, and he woke up the next day without it. And I thought, oh, I need that. I had to heal myself in order to get off the sofa first. So I did that, and then I went and spent, you know, 2 weeks just sitting in the ocean in a very warm spot. So that was the catalyst, and then I took a class. And I remember thinking, oh, that's really fascinating. I've been thinking like this all of my life. And so I got a little possessed because the guy at the front of the room wasn't doing a very good job and very good service, I think, to the students in the room. And I like to fix things. So I decided that I wanted to, you know, wanted to learn more. And so that kind of happened. And then I ended up taking those tools about a year later and ended up at Base Camp Everest in Nepal. And here I am with my little tiny tools, and I'm a corporate executive, and you know, I'm waving my hands around people, and I'm doing all kinds of other funny things, and everybody's better, and I'm like our little tribe's helper, and that's what I was calling myself at the time. And there was a woman in our group who had a massive stroke, and I used my little tools that I'd learned a year before. And I worked on her for a lot of hours, and I did all kinds of things that I didn't even know I knew how to do. And we had her airlifted out, and 6 days later, she was walking and talking across the lobby from us. And I thought, wait a minute. I help people over here with companies, and this woman's alive because of this stuff I know. And I just learned a little tiny bit of it. Everybody needs this. So been on a mission to teach it and have been unwinding all of the things that I've known and experienced and helped a lot of folks with to create a system that is repeatable. And as we know with anything,
I think a lot of people are interested in the history behind it and the lineage of where Energy Mastery actually came from. Is it something that you just channeled from nowhere, or is it some, like, how did this come to be?
Yeah, everybody seems to want to know lineage, and that's going to validate it more. And well, that's important. If you really look at science and you look at history, these are actually found throughout history for thousands of years. It's really fascinating. There's a book out there that actually talks about these things from 8,000 years ago called the Upanishads. Okay, that's beautiful. But you don't know how to decipher it. So each book, each religion has an element of this interwoven through it. And I'm a student. I'm a student of life. I'm a student of history. And energy has always been the thing I've thought about first, always. So I took what I knew and what I interpreted and the things that I had learned, and I really just started applying them as to, let's experiment. And every time I got a result or I didn't get a result fast enough, I'd be like, all right, how fast can I make it? How much quicker can I make that happen? What are the things we need to do in order to get somebody a result? And not just for me to do it, but for it to be taught to somebody else so they could do it. I've studied almost all religions. I've had clients that were rabbis and Hindu priests and nuns and monks and, you know, all religions in my practice. And it's so cool because they all say the same thing. When you just deal with the energy of it, it allows you to be more of who you are and how you are in your life, and have a happier and more peaceful way about how you integrate your own religion and spirituality. So I think that is probably the most important thing to understand. And the greatest teachers of mine have come through Tibet.
So if I understand, then there's really no conflict with any particular religion. It's more of a common thread that mm-hmm. has been taught throughout throughout the lineage of the different religions.
Yeah, and the cool part about it is non-denominational. It is truly non-denominational. If you can breathe, you can learn how to do this and apply it to your own life in any denomination.
In my experience working with these and sharing these and working with my clients, I have not run across anything yet that can't be improved by Energy Mastery. And that's just from my own personal experience. And I know that you have literally thousands and thousands and thousands of those experiences. But I'm wondering if you can speak a little bit more about the methodology or processes that were used to develop all of these unique protocols. There's specific protocols for specific conditions. And I'm wondering how those came to be.
Think of a Rubik's Cube. You have to know the sequence in order to get all of the colors on each side in order for you to be the winner, so to speak. And just like a recipe that you make cake with, mm-hmm. you have to know that if you are not going to put yeast in there, it's not going to rise, right? So you can do a whole bunch of mishmash of things and you'll get some results. However, to get the true results that you want, it's really about what is the next step. And with anything, there are certain requirements in order to get the ultimate result. So the first thing would be, we're going to deal with stress and pain, you know, all of the pains in the mind and the body first, and then we're going to sequence it out. So the objective is to create something that is going to get the fastest result in the shortest amount of time. Came from corporate, so I want quick results, right? So the fastest result in the shortest amount of time that anybody else can apply and do on their own. And a lot of it came from, a client would come and they'd say, I learned this and I learned this, and I'd say, show me, and they'd do it. And I was like, I can create something for you that takes about a minute and a half. I'm like, let's do this and this and this, and there you go. And they're like, oh my God. And so really, literally, people would come to me and they'd say, hey, I learned this thing, I learned this DNA thing, or I learned this other healing modality thing. And I'd be like, show me. And I can see the energy, and I look at it, and I was like, yeah, let's do something faster, quicker, that's easier, that you don't have to like try to remember and write down and look up every single time. So it really came about through my frustration of what others were teaching. And it was a long, drawn out process, and all these things that you'd have to remember to do in these ways. And the nature of the body gives you the answers. And so we teach that in Energy Mastery. And we teach you how to find it and follow it and then apply the principles that that we've worked through. Now, I always say you can experiment on your own, but the results are always interesting because we get calls if somebody experiments on their own and they go out of the sequence. So it's recommended. But I am always looking for things that are going to get somebody a quicker result in something that they can do in their daily life with something as simple as just their hands and, you know, an idea.
One of the things that I think makes Energy Mastery so unique is the component of it that deals directly with the patterns, programs, beliefs of the mind. And I'm wondering if you can speak about what you were seeing in more traditional, say, energy healing that really compelled you to create Paramedas and what that is actually designed to do.
So I remember this guy coming when I first started, you know, doing this stuff, and he came to my house and he had some shoulder pain. And, you know, I did this protocol that I'd learned and I was like, yeah, should be good. And he called me and he said, well, it's back. And I was like, what do you mean it's back? I'm thinking, we should be done. That's good. So the fascinating thing was I started thinking about what is it that happened there that needed for him to come back. What did he have going on that required that he had to come back? And it wasn't through him that I started to create the Paramedas. It was when this woman came to me and she had cancer, and it was her fourth time having cancer, and she's like, I found you, you're the only one, and you're gonna help me. And I was like, okay, but I'm still like figuring this thing out. She says, nope, you're the one. And I thought, okay, great. And what I discovered is she would be awesome and the scans would be fine. And then she'd go back and live in her home with her husband in a particular way. And all of a sudden things, it was bouncing back and forth and in and out. And I thought, there's a problem. There's something else going on and we haven't addressed this. And so I actually brought the family together and I had a meeting with them and I thought, I am going to find this out. And that's when I created the first steps in Paramedas of, all right, what is it that I can do to get somebody a solution outside of when I'm having a conversation with them that they can take home and continue to use to allow the unwinding and the process to follow through, right? And so we've actually been taught through the therapist model that people need to become codependent upon, and you want to learn to be independent of. And my whole mission with creating that was to give a template where people could learn to become independent of and really go out and have their journey of life. So I would just scribble all these notes, and it's really funny to go back and look at them. I'd scribble all of these notes of like, okay, well, we're doing this. And at first I called it a mind map, and I was like, yeah, that's so not it. And then I was just like, all right, well, we're just going to create this thing. And sure enough, we started creating it. I tried it on a three-year-old. I thought, well, if a three-year-old can do it, you know, right? I tried it on a three-year-old, and she could do it, and she was so excited. And she was screaming and running around the office afterward, and her mom was like, what have you done? This is not the same little girl. And I was like, that's the solution. And so that was the genesis of it, and it works with two sides of the coin. Generally, most circumstances dealing with energy work with putting more in, and they don't deal with both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. And so we deal with not putting more in, mm-hmm. and we deal with both sides of the coin.
So really focus on cleansing, but also then the like you say, the flip side of the coin, like positive, negative, good, bad, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because generally, whenever we start down this path and we get better and we get more in tune, we tend to be like, yay, I'm happy. When inside we're kind of like, I'm maybe a 3 happy on a scale of 10. But before it used to be, you know, maybe a 0. So is better, but there's other parts to the coin and the equation that absolutely must be addressed. So yay, I'm happy is a 3. That's nice. Okay. But what else is under the I'm not happy? So we're only dealing with one side in most circumstances who are teaching this energy stuff or even mindset stuff. They're just dealing with one side of it. We solve both.
Why did you name it Paramedus?
My favorite story. I didn't know what to call it. And I was flying back. My mom was dying. And I was flying back to help her and do some work for her and do some healing on her. And I'd picked up this magazine and I'd been letting it run around in my brain for a while. And I didn't know why I had this magazine. It was, you know, some very high esoteric magazine. I'm thinking, yeah, it's not really the stuff I read. I like business stuff still. Mm-hmm. And even though I read ancient books, I still like the business stuff. And so I read it and I got into this page. I was probably 3 pages in. I was like, that's it. What that, I don't know what that word is. I don't even know what that word means, but that's it. And so, you know, went to the Google and looked it up and found out it's from a very, 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 very ancient word that is only used in one tradition anymore. It's used in Buddhism, but it actually comes from far back, more ancient word in history than that. And I thought, that's exactly what it is. So that's how it came. Mm.
And it means?
Getting to the other shore. So the way I see it is each shore that somebody learns through taking energy mastery and applying it to their life, there's another shore, of course. And then there's the ability to get to another shore and another shore and another shore. And these tools give you the ability to get to any other shore.
Well, one of the things I know about you is that you like to think big. And every time for me, I've come up with a vision, you're like, that's nice, but then there's this.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering what your vision is for energy mastery. What would you like to see this become?
Well, if you really think about where I started with a woman who was alive and well and healthy because of the stuff I knew. Hmm. And my first thought then was, every person on the planet needs this. Is that real? I don't know. However, I'd say more and more people, millions of people do need to know how energy works because we are going to be impacted with more energetics. It just is a fact of where we're going. And as we become more bombarded with that stuff and nature becomes a little further away, and we're involved in different technologies and AI and all the other things that are coming, we absolutely need to take reign of this side of ourselves. And I would say, yes, let's have millions. If you can learn how to solve your own health challenge and you're in the middle of a crisis and you don't have anybody to rely upon, wow, that's the true ultimate empowerment for me.
And what would your wish be for anybody who comes through one of the energy mastery trainings? We've got multiple levels of this and ways in, but what do you really want for each student? Like, what is your wish for them?
To feel like they have a solution, that they can use this and this knowledge that is really stored in their DNA that we're bringing out, and they can use it in any circumstance, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, financially. They have children, to use it for their children. If they have an elderly person in their life, to use it and help somebody there. Or just for themselves, just to get out of the stress and the drama of day in and day out challenges. I think it's important for us to be able to be more independent of, so we can be interdependent and a better community society. And as we learn to be better as an individual in our community, we actually strengthen the community. And I would love to see stronger communities that are more supportive and relate better to each other.